Good morning, everyone, and thank you for being here today. I'm Faria Chaudhry, speaking on behalf of the Shelter Sanctuary Status Campaign, a growing coalition of over 120 anti-violence against women organizations across the city working to create safe spaces for all women, irrespective of immigration status. In mid-February 2010, immigration enforcement officers invaded a women's shelter in search of Jane, a single mother and survivor of violence from Ghana. Immigration raids on shelters are an absolute outrage and must end immediately. Shelters are some of the few places where women find space to piece their lives together. The threat of detention and deportations shatter any such possibility, forcing women to remain in hiding. The Canada Border Services Agency actions will force women living in abusive or dangerous situations to stay in them because they are afraid that their shelters might be raided. This is entrenching systematic abuse against non-status women who are already unable to access healthcare, food banks, education, or a decent job, and it is utterly unfair. Today, we have representatives from anti-violence against women organizations from across the city, including but not limited to women's shelters, rape crisis centers, women drop-in centers, legal organizations, and other anti-violence against women organizations to speak on this alarming new rising issue. We are gathered here because we need this to stop. Immigration enforcement has no place in our shelter system or in our lives. This morning's newspaper tells us that the Canada Border Services Agency has accepted that it enters shelters. We are here today to say that their policy is wrong, is immoral and unjust, and we will not stand for it. This is a two-part event. The first part is a number of speakers who will be sharing troubling insight and making clear demands. The media is present for this period. Following that, we will ask the media to kindly leave and we'll have an open community meeting with groups across the city to strategize on how we can make sure that our spaces are safe from the violence of immigration enforcement and how women facing detention, deportation, or non-status issues can be provided protection within the entire anti-violence against women sector. Before I pass it on to our first speaker, I want to read a statement from Jane. Hello, my name is Jane. I wish to keep my real name anonymous. I came to Canada from Ghana in 1999 to escape violence. From the age of 8 to the age of 18, I was held hostage in a home where I was systematically sexually abused almost daily. At the age of 18, I managed to escape once and for all and came to Canada. I was looking for safety. Since I've been here, I've faced nothing but abuse. I've been working in factories, waking up at 3:30 every morning, traveling across the city to work on assembly lines in factories. When I had my baby a few years ago, I needed to seek support in shelter. I had lived at the shelter for a while, and the staff there was very good to me and to my daughter. We lived there until the time came to leave. A few months back, we left the shelter. Still, we love the workers and other residents and would like to go back for parties and celebrations. We built a community there, and we were sad to leave. Last week, on February, the two of us lived together at a YWCA shelter for quite some time. We left the shelter a few months ago. Last week, one of the residents from the shelter called me. She told me that immigration officers came into the shelter to look for me. I never thought that immigration would actually do something so low. I am not a criminal. I'm a human being and shouldn't be treated like this. I have the right to be in a shelter without being afraid that they will come to get me. I hope immigration realizes what they are doing is wrong. I don't want any other woman in my situation to live with this fear. And we'd like to thank Jane for having the courage to speak to the media. And we'd like to thank Jane for having the courage to write this statement and to make this issue much larger than just herself, but to make it an issue about all non-status women who are survivors of violence. Yeah.